Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. COVID-19 in 2023. The news is that there is a subvariant of Omicron, EG.5, that is now dominating and sweeping through, I can testify, Manhattan. But there are two lined up behind, BA.2.86 and FL.1.5.1. What is to be done? I welcome Dr. Henry Miller, a physician. Henry is, you can find Henry's reporting on henrymillermd.org. Why this is important now is that Henry's going to first explain to us why it is that COVID-19 won't go away, despite the fact that the U.S. government has declared an end to the COVID pandemic. And at the same time, what is to be done going forward, especially for those of us in the target zone. That would be over 60 with a pre-existing condition. I qualify. Henry, a very good evening to you. Why new variants? How does this happen? Is there an end to it? Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening, John. Well, the viruses, like the rest of us, are subject to Darwinian evolution. They continue to evolve, and then they're subject to Darwinian pressure. The fittest survive, and that's their ethos, their goal. And with all of the cases that we continue to see with COVID, each case causes enables the replication of millions and millions of new viruses that then are subject to Darwinian evolution. So they're going to change. And you mentioned BA.286, which has some three dozen mutations from its predecessor. Three dozen mutations in the spike protein alone. The spike protein, of course, is where the virus attaches to host cells. So we're going to continue to see evolution of the virus with perhaps a greater ability to escape from immunity, whether that's from prior infection or from vaccines. It's inevitable that as long as we don't take precautions to, as the saying goes, flatten the curve of infections, we're going to have new variants, some of which are going to be worrisome. Some of them may be very worrisome, reminiscent of the situation we were in with the original Wuhan strain and with the Delta variant and the original Omicron variant. The sad fact is that the nation's institutions and individuals have not behaved well. And we've seen that with even with President Biden's inability to prevent his wife from contracting COVID twice. And as much as he maunders sentimentally about his son Beau having died from a preventable disease, which, by the way, is debatable, he was unable to prevent his wife from contracting COVID. And also, even this past week, when she tested positive, he made a joke about himself not wearing a mask. And in his travels to Maui, his travels to Florida, to visit natural disasters, there was not a mask in sight at those occasions, or in his various meetings. And then the ultimate was when he bestowed the Medal of Honor on an 82-year-old vet of the Vietnam War. I watched the videos of it. He was 4 inches from this guy, not wearing a mask. I mean, it's totally, totally irresponsible on a personal level and as a symbol, an example of behavior that one should not emulate.
I'm speaking to Dr. Henry Miller, who is the Glenn Swager Distinguished Fellow on the American Council on Science. And now we do and health. We do the health part. Henry, I report through my colleagues, I've learned that it is likely that the Manhattan and Brooklyn pharmacies are out of tests at any one point. There is a domination sweeping through the large cities, especially among young people. I know this because one of my children traveled overseas and came back, and one of his mates tested positive, and they all tested positive. So it's sweeping through the young people, and they're testing, although there's no clear guidance, as I understand, about how long you stay home and how far, and whether you retest or not, and you have to find a test. So clearly, some aspect of our culture is not prepared for this new wave. You talk about masks, however, and there is something we can all do. Now, I'm in the target zone. You're in the target zone. Good for us. We made it. However, what about the rest of the culture? Is masking something that is recommended again? Is it particular to different age groups, demographies? Or is it in general a personal decision based on your health? How so, Henry?
Well, whether it's a personal decision or not is up for debate, and we'll talk about that. Now your kids are out of primary school, clearly, John.
But
what we're,
yes.
What we're seeing is that entire school districts in various parts of the country have had to close down because of outbreaks of COVID. Medical institutions in particular, from Syracuse, New York, to Santa Rosa, California, have reinstituted mask mandates for all staff and patients because they're seeing an uptick. But, you know, with a disease that spreads like a respiratory virus, you can't get behind the curve. If you get behind the curve of infections, it buries you. And so the time to institute mask mandates is at the first uptick, and not when you have in a school district, for example, not when you've lost a third of your teachers and 20% of your kids to the illness. Now, it's interesting the way that certain legislators have tried to respond to this.
We have a minute, Henry. 1 minute. Go ahead.
The epitome is Senator J.D. Vance's Freedom to Breathe Act that would prohibit any federal official, including the president, from issuing mask mandates. He says this legislation will ensure that no federal bureaucracy, no commercial airline, no public school can impose the misguided masking policies of the past. That is irresponsible. It is stupid. It contravenes what the science tells us about masks, and yet this is what we're seeing. It's libertarian virtue signaling that is really authoritarian in the extreme.
And right now, Henry, the dominant is one kind of COVID derived from Omicron, but that is not anywhere near the end. Is that all correct, Doctor? We have 15 seconds.
Absolutely. And it's going to increase. It's going to increase. So my very strong advice is get the new COVID booster when it's available later this month or next month, and wear a mask in high-risk situations.
HenryMillerMD.org is the website to watch for Henry's reporting. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.